Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, November the 7th. Grains, they were a little bit lower overnight over the Sunday night. They were December corn down 2.5 cents at 678.5. December wheat down 3.5 cents at 844.25. And Jan beans down 2.75 cents at 1459.5. But I suspect that we're actually going to open firmer than that. We had the crude oil rally more than $2.50 a barrel. It actually traded higher at one point. As I'm speaking, it's down 23 cents a barrel. But the dollar broke a full penny. It's now 56 ticks lower on the day. So with the rally in crude oil and the break in the dollar, I think we should act a little bit on the firm side out here. For the week, we've got the WASDE report on Wednesday. Kind of a mixed bag on production. Some people say higher corn and beans. Some people say lower corn and beans. I think everybody believes that the demand side of the equation, when we look at these export numbers, you've got to be shaving exports out here. I just don't see the demand side of this thing. And I would think carryouts could be a little bit bigger, but, you know, it's the government, it's WASDE, who knows. We haven't heard any news out of Russia over the weekend. They're supposed to, or they might, re-sign an agreement once the current one expires on the 19th of November. Are they going to sign a new agreement? Are they going to extend this one? Nobody really knows out here. We did not see any export sales to start the week here. Again, the dollar is still pretty high. Our prices are high. We're not very competitive around the world, and I really don't see that picking up. Maybe we get some Chinese bean business, but that may be about it. The river is still way too low. A lot of elevators have stopped buying grain. All that does is back up grain in here in the U.S. Every day that goes by, we're missing our export corridor to time-wise to get, you know, beans and products out. So, you know, I look at the funds being long out here. Corn, beans, oil, meal. The only thing they're short is wheat. And I really have to wonder whether that's going to hold out here. You know, what else is going on this week? We'll see some economic numbers. I don't think they'll have a big impact on the grains, but for whatever reason, the Dow has a significant move higher that'll support the grains. If the Dow breaks, that'll certainly put some pressure on the grains. So it could be a pretty choppy week until we get to the WASDE on Wednesday, and then we'll see what the true nature of the market is. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.